let's take a look at wrestling from last night first. The Class 2A dual team regionals held last night as teams try to qualify for state. In the semifinals last night, it was Creston defeating Perry 64-13, and Atlantic was a 44-31 winner over Glenwood. That set up a final between Creston OM and Atlantic CAM, and it was Creston winning 40-21 last night. Atlantic CAM getting wins by Cole Hansen at 106, Carter Cox at 113, Chase McLaren at 120, Colby Sorensen at 132, and John McConkie at 285 in that championship match. But it was Creston sweeping the matches between 138 and 220 as they go on to the victory and move on to state as a team. Also last night up at Sergeant Bluff Luton High School, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton defeating Harlan 41-25 in the first round. Spirit Lake Park beat MLC Floyd Valley in the other match, and Sergeant Bluff Luton went on to defeat Spirit Lake Park 44-27 to advance to state. Class 1A Tool Team Regionals last night at Logan, it was Logan Magnolia beating Guthrie Center 54-19 in Missouri Valley, topping Riverside 48-32 in the semifinals. In the championship match, Logan Magnolia advances to state with a 50-24 win over Missouri Valley. Also in a 1A dual team regional at Sloan last night, Westwood beat Hinton 50-27, AHSTW over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 53-27 in the semifinals. In the championship match, it was Westwood advancing with a 42-33 win over AHSTW. High school basketball last night, a girls' action first. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic beating Clarinda 45-24. Tiffany Williams had 13, Aaron Olson a dozen to help lead Atlantic to that victory. Shenandoah needed overtime to beat Glenwood 52-48. Harlan over St. Albert 66-35. Kemper Catholic beat Denison 53-40. Lewis Central over Abraham Lincoln 60-24. In Western Iowa Girls Conference play, it was Emily Halbrick with 14 points to lead Audubon to a 37-33 win over Tri-Center. Griswold got 11 from Amanda Backus and 10 from Jessica Marshall in a 42-36 win over Missouri Valley. Trainer beat Riverside 51-15, Underwood over AHSTW 49-41. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Cam rallying to beat Peyton Sherdan 56-51. Madison Gettler with 17, Felicity Jackson 16, and Paige McAfee had 15 to help lead the Cougars. Charter Oak Ute beat Woodbine 56-55. It was Exira EHK over West Harrison 69-19. In the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna beat Essex 41-36. Sydney over North Nottoway 49-39. Stanton over South Page 61-33. In Pride of Iowa Conference play, Bedford over Nottoway Valley 59-42. Southwest Valley beat East Union 68-32. Mount Air over Lenox 73-16. In boys basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic over Clarinda 69-37. Ryan Hawkins had 19 points. Chase Mullinix with 15 to help lead the Trojans. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 70-36. Harlan over St. Albert 65-48. Kemper Catholic downing Denison 45-44. Abe Lincoln over Lewis Central 65-52. In Western Iowa Conference play, Rhett Walsh had 14 points and a dozen rebounds, helping AHSTW to a 63-51 win over Underwood. Audubon topping Tri-Center 50-44. It was Missouri Valley over Griswold 61-40. Trainer over Riverside 65-38. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Peyton Sherdan over Coon Rapids Bayard 47-46. Charter Oak Ute beat Woodbine 60-51. Exira EHK over West Harrison 71-50. Arweva beat Adair Casey 76-21. Maple Valley over Boyer Valley 57-28. In the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna beat Essex 48-45. Sydney over North Nottoway 61-40. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 55-39. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley had a 26-point night out of Jackson Lamb in a 70-54 win over Bedford. Southwest Valley beat East Union 85-72. Lenox over Mount Air 60-48 in boys basketball. Ron Baker and Shaq Morris had 11 points each, and number 25 Wichita State pounded Drake 74-48 last night for their 12th win in 13 games. 13 players scored for the Shockers, who moved within two victories of clinching at least a share of their third straight league title. Reed Timmer scored 20 points for Drake, which lost for the 15th time in their last 17 games. In the top 25 last night, ninth-ranked North Carolina rallied to beat Boston College 68-65, thanks to 20 points from Justin Jackson. The Tar Heels played most of the second half without Coach Roy Williams, who left the bench after complaining of vertigo. A UNC spokesman says Williams got dizzy, but He's doing okay. The Tar Heels snapped a two-game losing streak. Top-ranked Villanova routed DePaul 86-59. Second-ranked Maryland got 16 points from Rashid Suleiman and cruised past Division II Bowie State 93-62. As Maurice Watson scored a career-high 32 points, and Creighton rode a fast start to a 70-56 upset of fifth-ranked Xavier last night. There's a three-way tie atop the Big 12 among Kansas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia as Perry Ellis had 21 points. Landon Lucas pulled down a career-high 16 rebounds, and sixth-ranked Kansas beat number 10 West Virginia 75-65. Also last night, number 7 Virginia turned the tables on state rival Virginia Tech 67-49. Rafael Davis made one of two free throws with 4.6 seconds left in overtime to help number 18 Purdue pull off an 82-81 win over 8th-ranked Michigan State. Also number 12 Miami edged Pittsburgh 65-63. 19th-ranked Dayton squeaked out a 76-74 win over Duquesne. Number 22 Kentucky routed Georgia 82-48. In action last night in the top 25. Well, the 14th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones will be in search of their fourth straight road victory tonight when they visit Texas Tech. Both teams will be without their starting centers. ISU's Jameel McKay remains suspended, and Tech's Norris Odiasse has been sidelined with a broken foot since the middle of January.
The loss of Odiasse, has hurts them from a physical and a size standpoint, but. Watching the Oklahoma State game the other night, Ross played really, really well. Smith is a long athlete, really good activity level up front, and so we've got to do a good job. And then they got Temple, but we've got to do a good job with all those guys.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones have won their last three road games in the Big 12. Iowa State is without McKay, and their short bench becomes even more of a problem.
We are under the gun a little bit now with some with numbers and. A little adversity, but our guys have responded to that, and I expect them to respond again on Wednesday night.
Cyclones are 6-4 in the Big 12, and they need to keep winning to stay in the title hunt. Tech is 3-9 in Big 12 play. Iowa State beat Texas Tech 76-69 in their first meeting in Ames. The Northern Iowa Panthers will try to match a season-high five-game winning streak tonight as they host Missouri State in Missouri Valley Conference play. Both those teams are 6-6 in the league race. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says he's a bad loser, and he isn't apologizing for his post-Super Bowl news conference. The NFL MVP gave short one- and two-word answers and then abruptly left his interview podium after a short period of taking questions. While cleaning out his locker at the team facility, Newton told reporters, "Show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser." He went on to say that he wouldn't conform to anyone else's standards. And NASCAR has announced a dramatic overhaul of its business model, shifting to a franchise-like system that's intended to provide actual value and financial stability to the team owners. The change gets away from the independent contractor model that is dependent on sponsors, which has been used since NASCAR's 1948 inception. A total of 36 charters will be available to organizations that have fielded Sprint Cup cars in every race since 2013. A charter guarantees revenue and a position in what will now be a 40-car Sprint Cup field. It's down from 43. Every organization is allowed a maximum of 4 charters. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.